Lama, Namdao
전에 not commit any unwholesome action and enjoy accumulating the perfect virtue, subduing one's own mind. Is the teaching of the Buddha. So again, look at the subject, action, object, enemy, friend, stranger, body, possession, or world, surrounding, relatives. That all these things are causative phenomena. That they're changing within every second. These things getting older and older within every second. And not only that these things can be stopped because of that, then also that these things can be stopped anytime. Being under the control of other the cause conditions. So there is no reason at all. There is no basis at all for anger, to rise anger, and the unhappy, dissatisfied mind, the desire, and the ignorance, the concept of permanence, and on top of this, all these things are completely empty from their own side. Anger and ignorance, or the concept of true existence, and there's no basis for the dissatisfied mind, the desire. What appears, what appears that they have existence from their own side is a hallucination. So with this awareness, then meditate on the the same awareness, with the same awareness, then one go over the words of the essence of wisdom. Approach straight to the Iron Tibetan, thus I've heard at one time the Blessed One was dwelling in Rajagiri. We met the world of the mountain together in one method with a great assembly of monks and a great assembly of the servants. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the concentration of countless aspects of phenomena called profound illumination. At that time, also spirit of the Swara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, was looking at perfectly at the practice of profound professional wisdom, perfectly looking at the emptiness of the inherent existence of higher agas also. Then through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Sariputra said to the spirit of the Swara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, how should a son of the lineage train who wished to engage in the practice of profound professional wisdom? Thus he spoke. And the spirit of the forms emptiness. Emptiness is a form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. Likewise, feeling, discrimination, composition of factors, and conscience are empty. Hereputa, like this, all phenomena are merely empty, having no characteristics. They are not produced or do not cease. They have no defilement and no separation from defilement. They have no decrease and no increase. Therefore, Hereputa, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no composition of factors, no conscience. There is no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no tactile object, no phenomenon. There is no eye element and so forth up to no mind element, and also up to no element of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, no exhaustion of ignorance, and so forth up to no aging and death, and no exhaustion of aging and death. Likewise, there is no suffering, origin, cessation, or path, no exalted wisdom, no attainment, also no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, because there is no attainment, all Buddhasattvas rely on and abide in the professional wisdom. Their minds have no obstructions and no fear. Personality beyond perversity, they attain the final state beyond sorrow. Also, all the Buddhas who perfectly reside in three times rely upon the perfection of wisdom, become manifest and complete Buddhas in the state of unsurpassed, perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the professional wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the equal to unequal mantra, the mantra that truly pacifies all suffering, since it is not false, should be known as the truth. The mantra of the professional wisdom is pure land. Shariputta, a Bodhisattva, a great being, should train in the profound or professional wisdom like this. When the Blessed One arose from that concentration, said the spirit of the Svara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, that he had spoken well. Good, O son of the lineage, it is like that. Since it is like that, just as you have revealed, the profound professional wisdom should be practiced in that way, and Tathagata will also rejoice. When the Blessed One has said this, the Venerable Sariputta, the spirit of the Svara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, the entire assembly of disciples, as well as the worldly beings, gods, human, demigods, and spirits were delighted and highly praised what had been spoken by the Blessed One.
내 Asunjendelundagazo Tinjian lame shala so on the Tinjian lame shala so on the Narajasan Labananda, Mingajan Dawa, Division of Yosevich, the Gazawa and the Singing, and also one is in the Singing and also on the Pandalam and Labata, one is the Anglamish. Tinjian Labata, one of the Yalamich and Asana Jubor.
The foundation of all qualities is the kind and venerable Guru. Correctly, devotion to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon the Guru with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once is greatly meaningful and difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. You remember how quickly decay and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body. The results of black and white karma follow. The finding firm and definite conviction in this. Please bless me always to be careful. To abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking some self-pleasure is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate a strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teaching is keeping the practice moksha vows. Please bless me to complete the essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mothers, migratory beings. Bless me to see this, train the supreme bodhicitta, and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. By clearly recognizing that developing bodhicitta without practicing the three types of morality, enlightenment won't be achieved. Please bless me to practice these bodhisattva vows with great energy. By pacifying distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzing the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateways of the fortunate ones, the supreme Vajravaka. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the three attainments is keeping the pure vows and smiles. Having become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pleasures like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, which are the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teaching of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the gurus who show the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect gurus, may I enjoy the manifest Dharma. By completing the qualities of the stages and path, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara.
Oh.
三界就当作界中那么老 사회도
at any rate, I must achieve state of omniscient mind for the sake of all the mother sentient beings who are equaling the infinite sky. Who have been kind to oneself from the beginning of this rebirth. Therefore, I'm going to listen to the teaching, the gradual path to enlightenment, Ritama, the gradual path to enlightenment. So, like this, at least effortful bodhicitta, the motivation, listen to teaching. And also clarifying that also the righteous conduct of listening to the teaching according to the traditional practice of the lineage lamas. So listening to teaching, the teaching what is listened, that is the gradual path of enlightenment. So basic, the basic teaching, that is the jumbled shalom. So, then if you, if the question arises, then you see, so since this is the evolution, since life is dependent on karma, and this, you see, that these problems, all these sufferings, is they are arisen from the from the non-virtuous karma, such as the ten non-virtues and so forth. So there has been accumulated. There has been so many non-virtuous action have been accumulated in this life in the past lives. You know. Therefore, what should be done? So they explained that the six there are about six different ways types of the purifying. Purifying need karma. So So you see, by performing the holy object, the holy, you see, the holy book, see, holy object of the holy body, the statues, you know, of the holy speech, the scriptures, holy mind, the stupa, like that, you know, by performing, you see, for the object to do confession, it's karma. And then by, you see, having stable faith, that they are actual triple gems, you see, and then you see, having strong, having very intensive, strong thought of regret to the past negative karmas that was done, strong regret that one feels if the poison has gone inside the body, see. That which causes, you see, and danger of death. Like that. So, strong, you see, very intensive, so strong thought of regret. Now here in this case, you see, if the person didn't recognize that, you see, has taken poison in the, you see, inside, and how that, you see, how that is dangerous for health, life. So the person did not recognize that. You know, then person would not add. If the person didn't recognize that, first of all, the person wouldn't try to take it out, to eliminate the poison. You see, won't try that at first. You see, won't try that. If the person didn't recognize it, thought. The poison has gone inside the body. The person wouldn't get taught to clean, you know, to take out the poison from the body. The thought won't rise, and won't do the treatment, won't give the treatment. You see, the person won't take the treatment, and then you see what happens. Then the person gets in the danger of life. You see. Sicknesses and the danger of death. Then, when that happens, it's difficult. It's already late, you know. When the danger of death happens, it's already late. You see, to do something. So therefore, it is wise before experiencing a problem, and the real problem, you see, then to recognize poison and to take the treatment. So that way, since one has taken the poison already, so in that case, you're more skillful, you know, you see, to recognize that and to take the treatment before. You see, before the danger of death comes, you know, the disease, the serious, you know, serious, the sicknesses or the danger of death. So, you see, but without recognition of that, mistake what the person did, you see, having taken poison and didn't recognize, you know. Thinking that this makes one upset, knowing that one has taken poison, you see, that the person is taking poison, you see, it only makes upset. So it's wrong, you know, wrong. So better to feel better to feel healthy and comfortable. Better to just have thought, comfort, nothing wrong with me. You know, nothing wrong with me, you see, healthy. Better to believe, better to have this thought, I'm healthy and comfortable, you see, nothing wrong. So that, as I mentioned yesterday, the example of heresy, you remember, you see, just by labeling heresy, that doesn't prove, that alone does not make object of that faith doesn't exist. You see, just by labeling heresy, that this faith, you know, on a certain faith, by labeling heresy, by labeling alone cannot make the object of faith, that, you know, you see, do not exist. You see, so there, you see, you label heresy, and to be able to function as heresy, object of faith, is the object of faith, you know, has to be non-existent. Has to be non-existent. So similar, you see, here, to label I'm comfortable, healthy, you see, just putting that label alone is not sufficient. That doesn't become solution. I'm comfortable, healthy, and nothing wrong with me. And then that thought alone, you see, doesn't become solution. It doesn't. That thought alone doesn't take it out the poison. You see, doesn't take it out the poison. Then in that case, you see. Doesn't need a hospital. There's no need a hospital. No need medicine, because no need operation. No need doctors. No need, you see, nurse. No need medicine. No need hospitals. There's no need to keep medicines in the house. You know, there's no need medicines. And you see, filled with the shelves or drawers or in the bathrooms, you know. There's no need, because then you just believe I'm okay. So you just every day one believe I'm healthy and comfortable. Nothing wrong with me. So you see, if the belief is enough, you know, thinking that is enough, then you see, then life becomes so much less expensive. You see, also doesn't need insurance for that. The insurance is, if I get sick, you know, then you see the expenses, you know. You see, to have expenses for treatment, you see, no need insurance also. No need invest money, you see, from the job. Each time one gets salary, doesn't need to invest, you know, from that money to for the insurance. So, every day, you see, nothing wrong with me, and I'm healthy, comfortable. By thinking that, every day the life would be, you see, healthy and comfortable. You see, no disease. Then also, you know, same, you see, by thinking that I won't die, you know, by thinking that I won't, say, concept, you see, I won't die, I will live long, you know, then one should be able to, by thinking that I won't die, you know, same thing. One can generate the belief I won't die, and then that should help, you know, to not experience death. But in the world, you see, most people, you see, that you want to live long, you know. Almost everyone want to live long. You see, doesn't want to die. Doesn't want to experience death. They want to live long, but no choice. So therefore, on this earth, there's no one human being that we can point out or that we can go to visit who never died. You see, since the human being started on this earth, you see. And so far have been living, you know. If there's a person like this, it will be incredibly famous, you know, unbelievably famous, that, you know, somebody, since the human being started, never died, you know, if there's even one person, you see, one person. I think everyone go to visit him, you know, him or her, you know. Anyway, however, you see, so there hasn't been one. So like that. So the point is this. Generally speaking, you see. Regret, you know. Regret is necessary. But you see, to live the life with the regret alone is not enough. Purpose to feel regret is to do something. You see. Purpose to go to check. To recognize whether you have disease or not, whether you are healthy or not. So if one doesn't have disease, then one can enjoy the life, you know, being healthy. And if one does have disease, then one can take treatment. You see. So before say. Out of control, you know, that doctors, nobody can do anything, you see, like, they're dead. Before coming to that point, you see, so that you can take treatment and get better. So, by finding out that one has disease, you know, there's you see, uncomfortable mind. So depending on, so generally speaking, people, you see, there's an uncomfortable mind, you see, upsetness. But you see, there's this. But you see, you take treatment because one doesn't want. You see, one has found out that one has disease, and one doesn't want to experience that. You see. Then you see one doesn't want that, so one takes the treatment to heal, so to recover the disease. So you see, now there's like this. When you see now, like this, here in the teaching of the Buddha. Here in the teaching of the Buddha is different. Here in the teaching of Buddha, there's always a method. You see, because having created negative karma, yes, by recognizing that, by seeing the shortcomings, you see, you feel regret, you feel guilt or regret. But there's a method, what to do. You see, what to do. You see, in Western, you should understand this difference. In the Western culture, you see, now, because there's no method what to do, so therefore, what method is presented generally, because there's no method, the method of what is taught or what to think is I'm okay. You say, I'm okay, nothing wrong with you. So you see, if you don't tell this, you haven't got other method. So you got to tell this. So this, you should understand. So now you can analyze. We should analyze now. Okay, that. For a short time is okay. By telling you're okay, nothing wrong with you. That's okay for today is okay. For some hours, today is okay. The person won't become crazy by that. The person feel happy. He left, the person. you said this, the person left, okay. Happy. But how long it can last? But if you really think, those negative karmas, what the person did, does that really purify, does that really make those things do not exist in the person's mental continuum? This we have to do within oneself, others, however, this karma, we have got to do something. And that is a collective on the mental continuum. We've got to do something. We've got to clean that. We've got to purify that. So nothing is done. And that gets piled up and piled up, like mountains. Like mountains, it gets piled up. Get piled up like mountains, Then, because that problem will come out. The person will experience the problem again and again. Because the need calm is there. So like that. As I mentioned yesterday, as I went over the four results, four suffering result, and the person will do the action mistake again and again. In that way there's no end. Person's problem. It's person seeking for treatment, seeking for a method, there's no end. So also the material expenses for the treatment, all these things also no end. It's the karma. There's no end for the need karma, therefore no end for these things. You see, never enough, you know. How much one spend, never enough. So the problem comes back. You see, problem get experienced again. So like that. Generally speaking, it's like this. So there happened a story that during Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's time, I don't know what one say king one king's the Majeda, the Majeda, King Majeda, they killed, you see. The father, Sukjenyingbo. maybe that's the story, I think. However, after the father died, you know, felt so much regret. And then Buddha told, you see, him that father mothers are, you see, subject to be killed. Father mothers are subject to be killed. And you see, so by hearing that, then he felt happy. But you see, not literally believing that, you see, father mothers are, you see, subject to be killed, you know. But Buddha said father mothers are subject to be killed, you see. By saying this, the person realized the true ignorance, you see, in the the ignorance, the apprehending, you see, the person as truly existent. And ignorance apprehending the aggregates as truly existent. You see, these things, these true ignorance are to be eliminated. These true ignorance, and the person has realized, you know, father, mothers are subject to be killed. What understanding can, what meaning can in the mind of that person, you see, understood. You see, this true the definite meaning is a definite. You see, these true ignorance are to be eliminated. To be eliminated. The person realized this. So person realized it. Anyway, the person realized emptiness, and in that life, person become Arhat, achieved Arhat stage. So, you see, so much regret, so much, you see, after that, so much regret, so that so you see, by telling that, at the moment, the present, you see, immediately, there's some, you see, relaxation there, and also, it is understood to exercise the path, you see, it becomes means of exercising path. Like that.